This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. Navy says video shows an Iranian patrol boat removing an unexploded limpet mine from the hull of one of two tankers attacked in the Gulf of Oman Thursday. Friday, President Donald Trump issued a warning to Tehran on the Fox News program Fox and Friends. He said the United States is not taking the attacks lightly.
Iran did do it, and you know they did it because you saw the boat. I guess one of the mines didn't explode, and it's probably got essentially Iran written all over it.
Trump said Iran has been weakened since he won the U.S. presidency, but remains a threat. Both ships were struck at dawn Thursday by what U.S. military officials believe were mines. Also on Fox and Friends Friday morning, President Trump reversed course over whether he would report any foreign interference in a political campaign to U.S. law enforcement. He said he would certainly look at information presented by a foreign power, but he'd report it as well.
Of course you have to look at it, because if you don't look at it, you're not going to know if it's bad. How are you going to know if it's bad? But of course you give it to the FBI or report it to the Attorney General or somebody like that.
Trump said in an interview with ABC News earlier this week he would accept assistance from a foreign entity looking to interfere in U.S. politics, saying there was nothing wrong with it. The Trump administration hopes to soon conclude a deal with Guatemala that would block Central Americans from seeking asylum in the U.S. VOA has obtained an unsigned copy of a 7-page draft White House agreement, which would establish a safe third country protocol between the U.S. and Guatemala. Under the terms of the agreement, migrants fleeing persecution in El Salvador and Honduras would be required to seek asylum in Guatemala. The draft is set to be presented to the government in Guatemala City later this week. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Israeli jets hit Hamas bases in Gaza Friday in response to a rocket fired into southern Israel that damaged a Jewish theological seminary. Israel said it struck several targets in Gaza, including what it says was a terrorist tunnel, in response to Hamas rocket fire late Wednesday. The Hamas rocket fire was an apparent response to Israel putting Mediterranean waters off limits to Palestinian fishermen, neither side reporting any casualties. A U.S. delegation is visiting northeast Syria to discuss the future of the region with Kurdish officials. This comes months after U.S.-backed forces declared victory over the Islamic State terror group in eastern Syria. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will face a U.S. extradition attempt early next year. The date comes after appearing via video link before a British court Friday. This comes over his role in revealing classified government and military information. Speaking to the media after the hearing, Jennifer Robinson, a lawyer for Assange, says he's under an immense amount of pressure.
His lawyers are not able to hand him papers in the prison. It takes weeks for papers to reach him. He doesn't have a laptop to be able to prepare this material on. It's a very difficult situation in which to be defending such a serious extradition case.
U.S. officials have made clear their intention to prosecute Assange under the Espionage Act. The U.S. blames him for the disclosure of secret documents that included the names of people who provided confidential information to American and coalition forces in Iraq and Afghanistan. Beijing is working feverishly to lay claim to the moral high ground as a debate over a law in Hong Kong that would allow extradition to China has triggered massive protests and violent clashes between police and protesters. Censors in China are working to scrub the internet and social media of any discussion of the rallies and the fierce debate over the law. Meanwhile, Hong Kong's former chief secretary, An Sin Chan, takes a positive view of this week's protests.
First thing to say about that march is that it shows the Hong Kong spirit at its best. But what the people are attempting to tell this government is that we are very worried about the consequences of passing the extradition bill, because no one will feel safe even in their own beds after passage of this bill.
Following the clashes Wednesday, hospital authorities say at least 72 people were injured. Taiwan's president, her ruling party, and two of her government ministries voiced emphatic support for the demonstrators. Taiwanese officials, who normally avoid taking sides, back the protests' underlying cause of squelching the expansion of rule by China. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
The voice of VOA 1. The Voice of America. VOA 1.